Shall we turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. We're going to preach on verse 6. Malachi, chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. Let us read. It says, "A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. To you, priests who despise my name, yet you say, 'In what way have we despised your name?' You offer defiled food on my altar, but say, 'In what way have we defiled you?' By saying, 'The table of the Lord is contemptible.'" Last week we went through verse 3 to 5. We saw the statement God makes by saying that Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. We saw what it meant. We saw that when God says that he hates somebody, it means he gives them to their own lusts. He gives them. God doesn't interfere in their lives. God says, do what is good in your own eyes. And the outcome of that is man goes to be a slave to sin. Sin becomes the master of the person. And we saw that man becomes proud. And we saw Esau became too proud. And Esau went wanting to kill his brother. And went in partnership with other nations so that they could destroy Jacob and his descendants. And we saw the reaction of God. God is not interfering with the wicked, but God protects. God becomes jealous. God becomes so particular with the righteous. God promised destruction on the wicked, on the proud. God said that he will destroy Esau, and that is the outcome of anyone who is proud before God. And we saw as well that as Christians, what we are commanded to be is to be humble, as our Lord was humble. And today we are on chapter verse 6, as we read, we see the first complaint God makes to the people of Malachi's time, to the Jews. God makes a first complaint, and this complaint, he makes it based on the Ten Commandments. He makes it from the fifth commandment, which says, "Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land the Lord your God has given you." That is in the Bible, the Ten Commandments. God is talking to Jews to whom he gave these Ten Commandments when they were Moses worked with them. God told them, when we knew that Jews are all about family. Family is really important, even for God's people. God does things with family. Family is important in the eyes of God. And God goes to the heart of it by pointing them, the people of Israel, to the relationship between dad, mother, and children. He's asking these people, he's telling them that a son honors his father and the servant his master. If I am your father, where is my honor? He's telling them, he's asking them question, because these are the people who God has done many things. God took them out of captivity in Babylon. God brought them into the land where they were. God helped them to build the temple. God established them in the land, and they were blessed in the land. the Jews were known as God's people. And maybe they were boasting among people, saying that we are God's people, we are different to these people. And if we see in the book of Ezra, God took them by families. There is families, the sons of this, son of this, son of this, son of this, son of this. So God brought them as families as well. So the family matter is clear in their mind. They know what is the duty of a child to his dad or to his mom. And that's why he's asking them these questions. He brings this to the heart of religion, because these people, when they came out of captivity, when they came into the land, they were keeping, they tried to manipulate, they tried to modify the religion of God into just ritual. They became hypocrites. They became people who wanted to please other people. They were doing all the rituals. They were doing all the outside. They turned the religion of God into just man-made thing that they could offer, whatever they could offer to God. God will accept it. They will manipulate, they will change the law of God in whichever way they wanted. God would accept it. So they made the religion of God to be what it was in their own eyes. They were hypocrites. They turned the religion of heart into religion of deeds, just doing things from the outside. God is taking them to the heart of the matter. He goes them to the heart. He says to them, if you say that you are the children of God, if you say that you are my people, if I am your father, where is my honor? Where is my honor? Later on, we will see that they were giving defiled animals, their offerings, their service to God was not from the heart. They were giving services just because of doing it. They were people, as the Bible says, they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They were double-minded people. God is bringing them to the heart of Christian religion, which is religion of the heart. Everything we do has to come from inside the heart. It doesn't matter what we do. If it's not done from the heart, it's nothing. Men, most of the time, think that they can fool God. People think that they can do whatever they do, God will accept it. Later on, we see that even Jesus had the same problem with the Pharisees. They were claiming that they were Abraham's children. And Jesus asked them, if you are Abraham's children, why don't you do the work of Abraham? He was a man of faith. He trusted God. We see him rebuking the Pharisees for their hypocrisy. So God here is attacking the hypocrisy of these people. This is what it is all about. He's attacking the hypocrisy. The message of today is true honor versus false honor or hypocrisy. He goes on to say, if I am your master, where is my reverence? Where is my respect? Where is my respect if I am the master? Because the Jews knew that what God had set before them, how they would treat the masters, how they would treat the fathers, how they would treat the masters, as we read in Fifth Commandment. Every Jew knew that Torah, would have learned Torah, would have known God's requirement on the family. But these people had turned away. They had become into pleasing men. They had become into the religion of, I do it because I want to do it, because I have to do it. Empty religion, empty rituals, empty acts. The heart had departed from God, and we're just doing things in their own ways. And God here talks to the priests, He says that they are despising his name. There's no worse thing for a dad or mom to know, to have children who despise them, who dishonor them, who don't respect them. I've seen parents who love their children, who care for their children, who do everything, break into tears when children don't obey them, when children don't respect them, when children despise them. That's sad. That's heartbreaking for any child. And God goes here to talk to the priests, the people who were supposed to lead the land, the people who should know the word of God. God says they are despising his name. And they also ask, how do they? Like they ask questions. They've become, in a sense, like they don't, they've become dull to the commandment of God. They don't even know how they are despising it. God gives them the list. Why? How did they do it? But the point here, God attacks the first complaint he makes against hypocrites. Hypocrisy is not accepted among God's people. God can't be fooled. God sees the heart of people. God sees the heart attitude and then our actions or our words. Many times we think we can fool God. We think when we say yes, even though our heart is saying no, we think that God can be fooled. We see that as we fool people, we can fool God. God can't be fooled. It's not enough to hear God's voice, but we must obey it. Obedience is part of the honor we owe to God. We know that this person honors God if they obey God. The only way we can know, we, you and I, even God knows that we honor him when we do obey his commandment. He says to Israel time after time, obey my commandment. If you obey my commandment, if you obey my commandment, it doesn't matter your many words. It doesn't matter your many actions. If you are not obeying me, it is empty. In Catechism, it says, what is the duty which God requires of man? The answer is obedience to his revealed will. Obedience to his revealed will. Obedience carries in it in the lifeblood of the religion. This Christianity religion we have, Christianity is based on obedience. We are to obey God. We are to obey his commandments. We are not as a religion of people out there, of the Muslims or Hindus and Buddhists or all other cults who have rituals to do. We are a religion of heart, and we are to obey our God and our Master. Because God says, obey the voice of the Lord and do his commandment. Because obedience without knowledge is blind. Obedience without knowledge is blind, and knowledge without obedience is lame. We have to know that the two work together. God says in 1 Samuel that to obey is better than sacrifice. The people of Malachi's time had and thought that giving sacrifice, doing the duty, was what God required, was enough to please God. They thought that God was interested in their possessions. God wanted their giving and their deeds. But God wants sacrifice. If we read the Bible, we know that Saul thought it was enough for him to offer sacrifices, though he disobeyed God's command. Saul If you read 1 Samuel, he didn't obey God. He did what was wrong in the eyes of God, but he brought the sacrifice. God told him that sacrifice and obedience is better than sacrifice. God disclaims sacrifice if obedience is missing. God is more interested in obedience. And obedience is part, great part of the honor. If Kyle Bagadan speaks to Ezra here, Ezra said, yes. Yes, dad. Ezra, yes, dad. Ezra, yes, dad. Bring me a cup of water. And Ezra is sitting there looking at dad. He doesn't go to bring a glass of water. Ezra, bring me a glass of water. Ezra doesn't do it. He's sitting there looking at his dad. Ezra, bring me a glass of water. And then Ezra is there. And then he comes with a glass of water. Here you are. His dad is going to see directly that this boy didn't want. He's not an obedient child. This is the person who is not interested in giving me a glass of water. He's interested with other stuff. So many times God sees that in our own lives, that God wants us to be people who offer ourselves, who obey his command. Because sometimes, most of the time, people think that by doing rituals, by doing different of ceremonies, by attending meetings, by doing different things, they honor God. But God is more interested in the attitude of the heart. Let me ask you today, what is the reason why you're doing what you do? What is the reason why you came to church today? What is the reason you came to church today? What is the reason you read the Word of God? What is the reason you love your wife or your husband or you love your children? Children, what is the reason you love your parents or you obey them? Is it because you have to, or is it because of your heart wants to do it? Did you come to church today because it was just something you are used to do? Or you came to church just because if you didn't come, people were going to notice that you were not here? Or you came to church because you want to listen to the Word of God? Because your heart wants to listen to the Word of God? You know that it is spiritual food, or to meet with other believers? Was the motivation you came to church the heart-driven decision? Or was it just that, I have to do it, then you come here? The reason why God has given us his law is obedience. You shall do my commandments and keep my ordinances. The rule of God's command is his written word. God wants us to be people who obey what he has written in his word. That's why he gave it to us. We have the word of God. The Old Testament people had the Torah. The Jews had the Torah. In this case, people of Malachi's time, they were told Ezra put the priests among them to teach them, and we see, first of all, the priests are the one falling apart. They are the one who are not considering the word of God. They are the one who became so hypocrites. Hypocrites. And we have a church today throughout the world where people in the church who are just hypocrites. Their church is full of hypocrites. It could be from leaders, from church members. Their hearts are saying different things than their mouth. Their actions are showing different signs than the heart or the lips. Double-minded people. We see people who reflect. We see people who are not interested in true honor of God. People who honor other people. People whose lips are just there to say what people want to hear. People who are more interested in what people will say than what God is interested in, the heart, the attitude of the heart. People who don't honor God. They think that they honor God by the action, but they forget the attitude of the heart. What is the attitude of my heart? God sees all things. To seem to be zealous, if it is not according to the word, it is not obedience, but will worshipping. Some people want to worship the will. They think by doing things, let's say, I'm zealous, I want to do this, but it's not according to the word of God. They think they are doing God a favor. But God sees it as will worshipping. These are people who are worshipping their own wills, not obeying God, not honoring God. God is interested in obedience, which comes from the heart. Because our heart loves God, because our heart knows our relationship to God, and we honor Him, we do things, we obey Him because of He is. God sees the heart of the person. He sees your heart. He sees my heart. And God questions our motives, our intentions, our principles. Why do we do what we do? We've seen people joining churches. We've seen people going to meetings. In fact, there was a lady who told us a story. She was really angry that she used to go to Lutheran church meetings. She used to go there and she knew that it was empty there. There was no preaching of the word. She used to start going to Lestadian meetings. They have tent meetings. And she's listened to it on radio and she thought it's better than in Lutherans. She used to go there. And then one summer, she went to these tent meetings in Colby, actually. She went there and she was sitting with many ladies. While the preacher was preaching, these ladies she was sitting with, they were only talking. They were asking about family, they were asking about work, they were asking about different social things. They were not listening. They were not interested in listening to what the preacher was saying. She was so offended. And then she asked the people who used to be there, longer, said, "Why are you people here? Why are people not listening?" And she was told that, you know, we live in a village. If you don't go to the meetings, the neighbors will ask you, "Why didn't you come?" Lots of people came here because of the neighbors. Because neighbors will be asking them why they are not here. In their own minds, they thought they did God the favor. In their own mind, they thought that they did the right thing. But what was the motive in the heart? What was the heart-driven motives? Wrong. Wrong. They went there to please people. They turned the worship of God into just meeting, attending. The heart were not there. This is what these people say. God is asking them, "If I am your father, where is my honor? You claim that I am your father. Behave in a way which shows that I am your father. Treat me as your father. Honor me. Respect me. Show me some reverence. Obey my commandments. Obey my commandments." I thought we could go through six ingredients or characters which makes our obedience acceptable to God. Six things I thought are helpful, which can make our obedience acceptable to God. Number one, it must be free and cheerful. Our obedience to God must be free and cheerful. You know, we live in church, we are church people. And there are many people who think they are to be forced in church. They are to be forced to do things. God wants a giver who gives cheerfully. That means who gives happily. No one forces you. You take it as your commitment. You take it as your responsibility. You see what the Lord has done and you give back. You give away. You give back to Him in a way of thanking Him, of showing that you are a person who is grateful to Him. You give back your service to God. And our obedience must be free. That means we do it, we are pleased to do it. We are not in religion where we have to be nagging people. We'll be begging people. We are forcing people to do things. This is charity. We do it, and the reason we do it is because of what Christ has done in our hearts. We know it in our heart, what He has done. He has saved us. He has called us. He has placed us among God's people. We see that we have a duty to do. Not because we want to please people, but it's because God has saved us, and God sees the motives of our heart. If it's not free, if it's not cheerful, it becomes like penance. It's not a sacrifice anymore. Though we serve God with weakness, it may be with willingness. The willingness. We must be people who are willing. Let's say we want to build the church building. If it was old times, you are handicapped, you are disabled, and you are sitting in the chair, you can't build the church, you can't do any physical work, but because of your willingness, you wake up at 5 with all the builders. When they wake up, when they come to building site, you are there. With your wheelchair, you are there. Just to tell them that you pray for them. To tell them that you care for them. Your service might be accepted to God much more than the builders, the physical people who are there gridingly complaining. Who are there just doing it, thinking that they have to do it. Because God sees the heart. Even though you can't do much, even though you can't contribute physically as others, but you are willing, you are cheerful, you are happy to build, to do the work of God. Because sometimes hypocrites obey God, but they are complaining in their hearts. We've seen hypocrites doing things. They can help. They can worship God. They can play music. They can preach. They can do different things. But they do it grudgingly. They are complaining in their heart. They are not doing it with a cheerfulness. And the will is not there. They think it's a duty. They think they are forced. God who sees the heart, He asks you, if I am your father, where is my honor? If I am your master, where is my reverence? Show me that you love me by doing things willingly, by doing things in my kingdom willingly and freely. Cain came with his sacrifice, but not his heart. Cain came with sacrifice. He came to offer sacrifice. But his heart was not there. his brother Abel came with sacrifice and with his heart. He came to offer to God with both things were there. And God didn't accept the sacrifice of Cain because his heart was not there, only his sacrifice. Sometimes efforts we do are just looked by God. God is not interested in it because he sees the heart. He sees that we are not interested. We see that we are just doing it for the sake of doing it, for the sake of what others will say. We are double-minded. We are hypocrites. And that's not how we ought to live. There is a truth in this one. Remember this. It says, what the heart does not do is not done. What the heart does not do is not done. If your heart is not willing to come to church, you have not come to church. If your heart does want to pray or to bless, if you bless, you have not blessed. It's just the empty air, an outside gesture. It doesn't count. What the heart does not do is not done. We are people. We have to go to the source of our religion. It is religion of the heart. Everything begins in the heart. As the Bible says, that by heart we believe, and by mouth we confess. It's not opposite. It's not that we confess and then we believe. No, we believe in the heart and then we confess. And we do after that. We do because we are saved into good works. Christian religion becomes with the heart. Willingness is the soul of obedience. We are to obey God. We are obey God. 2nd point is that obedience must be loyal and heartfelt. We must be loyal people as Christians. Loyalty is what marks a Christian. We are loyal to our master. We are loyal to our God. We are loyal to our local church. We are loyal to our Christian sisters and brothers. We are loyal to our service. We are not people who go up and down with our affections, with our duties, our obedience to one another or to God. We are loyal. We are people who are heartfelt, like it's from the heart. We obey God from the heart. We are people who are fervent in spirit. As water boils over, so the heart must boil over with hot affection in the service of God. We are continually wanting to serve God. Not like people of Malachi's time. They didn't examine their hearts. They didn't ask and examine their motives. They thought it was enough with just doing. They were hypocrites. They were hypocrites. Obedience without fervency is like sacrifice without fire. God has saved us, you and I, in different circumstances, different backgrounds. We are saved by God. And we found ourselves here. This is how we show that we love God by serving one another, by loving one another, by caring for one another, by doing the service God has called us to do among God's people. If we do everything only when people are watching us, only when we are asked to do. How will you do things when people are not watching us? How will you behave when people are not watching us? God wants true honor from his people. True honor, which is demonstrated in obedience. And that obedience must be loyal and heartfelt. Heartfelt. Number three, obedience must be boundless or unlimited. That means that we don't have a limit for why we can obey God. We obey God whatever, no matter what happens in our lives, we obey God. God has blessed us, we obey him. We're going through tough times, God, and we obey him. And we are alone, we obey him. We are with people, we obey him. Some people have shown themselves to be hypocrites in the way that they are double-minded, as these priests were. We love God, we love God, we love God, but the act is not there. The heart is not there. We have to commit ourselves to the service of God. We have to obey him. We have to obey his word. We are not people who have to pick and choose what pleases us and what is not pleasing us. We are to commit ourselves to everything we do. Because for the Jews at this time, they thought it was good to give offering. They were good to go to temple. They were good to say to people that we love God. They were good maybe just to say the prayers or to go and listen to Torah. It had just become a daily ritual. They just become tradition. They just become something they do. But the heart was never there. The heart was never there. Or when they were alone, they were totally different people. When they were in temple, they put the mask of religious people in. We see it today. Christians who have two faces. On Sunday, they have the Christian face. Sunday evening, they take it off. Monday to Saturday evening, before they go to bed, then they put the Christian face again. And they think they're doing God a favor. They're doing that God doesn't see. God can be fooled. God sees everything. Our obedience must be boundless. We know true obedience runs through all duties of religion. It's blood through all veins. Everything we do it to the glory of God. Everything in our lives, we do it for God. For God, for God. His blood circulates through all the veins of our bodies. There's no vein without blood, I think. If blood doesn't circulate in one vein, is it a stroke or whatever it's called? Stroke or heart attack or then there's many things happening. Blood has to circulate through all veins. That's how our obedience has to circulate through all our duties, all our lives. We have to show obedience in everything we do. We have to show piety and moral equity in everything we do as Christians. Hypocrites will obey God in some things which they love, which see that they will promote them or they will be hit on the shoulder. Hypocrites will obey God in things which will promote them, which everybody will see, but things which demand much sacrifice, things which demand which people won't see, they are not interested. God doesn't like that kind of attitude. is a son, and a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? Children, when you are off school, when you are home, you obey your father and your mother. When you are in school, you obey your mother. And soon, God willing, soon you're going to be going to universities. Your mom and dad are not going to be there. Show integrity. Show integrity. Show that you are genuine. Show that your honor and respect is not only in Esbot and in Esse, or when you are with agape people, with strangers on the street. When you are alone, show that you honor your mom and dad. Otherwise, you'll be classified as hypocrite. And that's not allowed by God. God sees the heart. It doesn't matter then you go and misbehave, and then you take the phone, try to pretend to talk to your dad that you are obeying, you are good, or to your mom. God sees everything. And that's how, as Christians, sometimes we do it that way. We live disobedient life. We live a life which dishonors God. And we think we can fool God, and then we go and try to speak Christian talks. And we try to make ourselves super religious. Empty obedience. Empty duties. Number four, obedience must be sincere. Must be sincere. What is the motivation I'm doing this? Am I being sincere with myself? Who am I showing obedience to? Who am I doing this service to? Is it to God or to others? Because some people, as I say, that people can be so deceived. People can be so deceived, as the people of Malachi's time, as we saw here. They were so deceived that they didn't even see that they were deceived. They were deceived that they couldn't even see what they were doing wrong. They thought that by saying that they love God, by having it in their mind or in their deeds that they love God, that was enough. But God sees the heart. God knows true obedience. God knows what true obedience is when we obey His word and His requirement. His word. We live in New Testament. We have the Bible. We have the Old and New Testament. We have everything God is wanting us to know and to do written down for us. And when we do what God commands of us, a sincere person does it knowing that I'm doing it for God. I'm doing it because God has commanded me, and the heart is ready to do it. We've had people who do something, you think they've done it, it's good, and it's really good. But on another occasion, you hear them complaining. They might not say that they complain because no one gave them credit or this, but you see that, you read between the line, that they complain because they were not given credit. They were not acknowledged. If that is why we do things, we are not sincere. Our obedience is not sincere. It has to come from the heart. We do everything to the glory of God. The Pharisees gave offerings, but they blew trumpets in the marketplaces so that everybody will see how good they were. They did everything they do, and they did. They prayed on the corners so that the people will see what they did. Sometimes as Christians, we can be that way. That we do things and we are blowing trumpets. Look at me, look at me. instead of dedicating that what we have done to God, we want people to give credit. Don't get me wrong, it's good to be told that you are good, you've done something good. It's good to be given credit. But that must not be the reason why you are doing it. You are doing it for God, and as Christians, we look at each other, we notice, we can say, well done. We can say, good looking, or good, this is good, this is good. But this can't be the motive why you're doing things. Because then the base is wrong. The base is wrong. Number five, obedience must be in Christ and through Christ for us who are Christians. Through Christ and in Christ. Because some of us think that we can obey God by our own abilities. People think that because they are good, they can obey God, they can do whatever they can do through themselves. They want to bypass Jesus Christ. Doing like that is like King Uzziah did in the Old Testament. He offered incense without a priest in the temple. He went to the temple, wanted to go offer sacrifice without a priest. And what God did, God was angry, and God struck him down with leprosy. If we try to obey outside of Christ, if we want to bypass Christ, we're thinking that we are doing God a favor while we are provoking his anger, his wrath. We are to obey God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to acknowledge what he did on the cross. We have to acknowledge what he did. And we have to know that we are doing what we do because of what he did to us. He changed us. He saved us. And the merit we have is Christ's merit, not our own merits. Roman Catholics think they can please God. They go in pilgrim things in Spain and different things. They think that because their knees are bruised, because their feet are bruised, because they are in pain, because they've lost weight, because they've been thirsty, and God has to accept them. They forget that it is through obedience of Christ that God is satisfied with us. We do good work because we are saved, because God has changed our hearts. We are not doing good work because we want to because we want to buy our way to God. Because we are good, it's not that way. Number six, obedience must be constant. Our obedience must be constant. It must be our life. Hypocrites, obey God for a time, for a season. When they have a little bit of opposition, or if they lose interest, if things are going bad, or in some cases, even when things are going good, they don't obey God. They just go away, and they just do what is good in their own eyes. As priests at that time, Ezra put them there among God's people, among the Jews. Ezra put them there and he taught them what to do in the temple. They were there to serve the temple. They were there to offer sacrifice to God. They were there to serve people. They were there to teach people the law of God. But They were despising God by their actions. There were people whose yes was never yes, whose no was never no, and whose no was never no. The heart was saying different things to the mind, or the lips were saying different things to the heart. Their obedience was never constant. I am here among you people. I obey God and I do. I am committed to the work of God here. When I'm at home, I am still committed to the work of God here. When I am outside of Finland or somewhere, I am still committed to the work of God here. But the hypocrites are not that way. Hypocrites look for the chances, look for the holes, look for opportunities where they can feed their own egos and their own desires. God sees the heart. As God's people, we are to show our honor by obeying Him, by obeying God. If God is your Father, show Him honor by obeying Him. If God is your Master, show Him respect by doing what is right in His eyes. Show Him that your motivation, your heart's only motivation is to please Him. Otherwise, you will be like an hypocrite. And you will be rebuked, as God does here. He rebukes the priests. You might be saying that I am not a priest of that time, but you are a priest. We live in the time of priesthood of all believers. We give our sacrifice, we give our lives, we give our service to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the motivation of your worship? What is your motivation of your action towards other believers? Are you self-seeking? Are you so deceived that you think that God doesn't see anymore? God doesn't care? Or you are so deceived thinking that you can change God's mind? Whatever offerings, whatever service you give to God, God has no choice than to accept it. God won't accept a worship which is not worship. God is not going to accept honor or obedience which is not honor and obedience. God will point it out to you. God will reject it with wrath. Just remember this. What the heart has not done is not done. What the heart did not do is not done. Whatever you do, whatever you want to do something, ask the motives of your heart. Ask yourself, why am I doing it? As a son, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, as we see in your word, you making a complaint towards the Jews, towards the priests. Lord, making a complaint against the hypocrisy. You want true worshippers of God. You want people who are committed to your work. Lord, because their heart is willing, they are willing. Because the heart knows, they know. We seek, Lord God, to be those people who are whose heart are willing, and we are doing because our heart are willing. Forbid it, Lord, that we be people who say no when we mean yes. We say yes when we mean no. Help us, Lord, that the attitude of our heart will be manifested in our action. We don't want to be rebuked. We don't want to be for you to make a complaint towards us. Father, we want to be educated. We want to be aware that you see our hearts. Father, help us. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.